Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I want to talk to you a little bit about four signs that your DAX is thinking about coming back. Now, I'm going to give you the four signs, and then we're going to also talk about what to do, because I think that it's really important when we see somebody coming back into our lives to try to avoid just getting back into the same relationship without any sort of change that will help leverage a new way of doing relationships so that you don't end up in the same outcome that you did the first time that the person became your ex to start off with. So we'll talk about the four signs, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you can do if you see some of these four signs and what you should really keep in mind at the same time. So these four signs are characterized for the dismissive avoidant as being indirect, and it actually can be very confusing for partners or exes of dismissive avoidants because they tend to reach out in such indirect ways. And what we'll generally see is exactly these things as follows. Number one, for these four signs to actually apply, it has to be within 1 year of breaking up, in my opinion. Otherwise, you know, a year later, you know, there may have been an opportunity for the dismissive avoidant to heal, and then they may be reaching out sort of in some of these indirect ways based off of just wanting to have a friendship or wanting to just flirt a little bit and have some attention or connection in some form, or just check in on you, see how you're doing, see what's going on in your life. But generally, if it's before the year mark, DAs can sometimes take the longest to heal of any other attachment style from a breakup, even though they also take the longest to feel the breakup. So they can really be in this like delayed response of actually hurting when a breakup takes place, you know, may not really process it and start to feel the emotions around it until somewhere around the 2 month mark. Period, give or take. And then they may also be in a position where they're really feeling that sort of consistently out over time, perhaps for up to a year at times in certain cases, depending on how long you were together, how much your life was intertwined, and many other components as well. So anyways, sign number one is that they start being all over your social media. So it can be that they start, you see them watching your Instagram stories or your Snapchat stories or liking your posts or, you know, making sort of indirect comments. So you may see that in one form. On its own, it can, again, just be that they're thinking about you, kind of reminiscing, maybe just trying to sort of connect a little bit. But when that's combined with sign number two, where they also reach out to you indirectly, this is what we start to see. So this could be through like sending a meme or sending an old picture of something that you did together or sharing a memory or, you know, just something that's generally, again, they won't come out and say like, hey, I miss you. I'm thinking of you. Why don't we catch up and see what happens? Like they won't speak very directly as a general rule, because remember, dismissive avoidants are really wired at their subconscious core to avoid vulnerability. So this is their way of like sort of feeling out where you're at without having to get hurt or be affected by any of the potential rejection that could take place, seeing as the relationship didn't work out. Then you'll start to see other pieces of momentum. And when you start having more and more of these signs together, it's again, a stronger sign that the person may be really interested. And it's that they may text you a short indirect message. And they may say something like, hey, how's it going? What's up? So once you see these first three signs, they're reaching out on social media, sharing a memory or something funny, asking how you are, you know, how it's going, these sorts of things, we start to look in the direction of this being the outcome, that they're trying to spend time reconnecting with you because they do still have some romantic feelings or some attraction, and they're trying to spend time with you in some form. And so then we've got number four, and this tends to be like more of the serious turn. It's not like they just are attracted and want to like hang out, but not really commit. Generally, they may start also asking to mutual friends how you're doing, what's happening in your life. Are you seeing anybody? When you start seeing these four things together, it really generally tells you that's a direction that the dismissive avoidant is coming from. Now, I want to go into the next part of this video, which is what do you do if you see these different things? Because what you want to avoid doing is just going back into the same relationship with the same outcome. Now, I have a whole course on this, and it's called How to Repair Any Relationship. And it also takes into consideration the context. Sometimes repairing a relationship doesn't mean going back into you know, a 10 out of 10 close relationship. Sometimes it's deciding to turn something into a friendship. Sometimes it's deciding to have boundaries around something, you know, and for that to be the best version of the relationship. But it actually takes you through all the strategies to reconnect, to talk through tough things, to de-escalate, and to really like rekindle a relationship in a very healthy way. And you can check that course out for free for 7 days in the link below. But some things I will say at a high level that are included in the course and so much more is that you want to first address what wasn't working the first time around. Like, what were the pain points, the challenges? Where were you guys running into problems? What were both of your unmet needs? Where did you feel like there was misunderstandings, and how can you clear the air ahead of time? And if you're going to, you know, spend time doing that, thinking of getting back together, I'll actually make a part two video of this, of like how to reconnect with the DA. But because that's sort of its own separate topic, but once you've reconnected and you do have sort of some momentum and you're spending some time with this person, what you don't want to do is then just go back into the relationship without addressing the things that weren't working in the first place. And in my opinion, if you're thinking of getting back into a relationship with anybody where there was an ex, those things have to be addressed. So what were both of our unmet needs? What are strategies to meet them this time? What are some of our boundaries that we need to pay better attention to? You know, what do we need each other to understand that we were just not understanding? What are our fears this time around? How can we mitigate those fears and come up with strategies together? Like, there are some key crucial things to pay attention to. Now, in the actual course, I go through like the steps, the strategies, the tools, even the conversations have some scripts around them laid out, and how to have the tough conversations and at what point. So if you want to go like really deep into all this stuff and you're thinking of reconnecting with an ex, specifically a DAX, then this is a great course for any type of ex in general, of any attachment style. But of course, that's really taken into consideration in that dynamic. So I hope this makes a lot of sense. Those are the four signs. Those are some important things to pay attention to if you are considering rekindling a relationship, so you don't just end up back at square one all over again. And that's it for me today. Thank you so much for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.